Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
We give you glory. We give you praise, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the last Sunday in the fourth month. We pray, O God, that the preaching of your word will become very relevant in our lives. May you cause us as little ones, Lord, to know you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name, give us a listening ear and give us an understanding heart. In Jesus' name, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. Right, take your seat. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. In verse 1, you are all welcome to church this morning. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Are you around? Take your Bibles. Everybody, take your Bible. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. I'm preaching. So, it says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. How many of you know that somebody created you? As you are sitting down here, you didn't fall from the sky. Okay? Your parents didn't find you in the market. Okay? Even it wasn't your parents that created you. There is somebody that created you. And you have to understand this, that you have a creator. Anything that you see which exists has been created. And anything that has been created has a creator. Say amen. Amen. The people here, are you not part of the church or something? So, he said, remember now, alright, when we use the word now, I'm not talking about, and now is the name of a person, N-O-W, which means now, right now. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Your youthful days are the days when you are young. Your youthful days are days when you have strength. And everybody sitting down here has strength. Everybody sitting down here has energy. Hope you understand what I'm saying. And the Bible is it a warning? I think it's a type of a warning. Okay. It's not even encouraging you, but it's warning you that everybody has a day called the days of your youth. And if you ask a lot of people who are old, one of the things that many people will say is that they wish the clocks turned back so that they can do things they didn't do for the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Why are you quiet? And he says that while the evil days come not, young people, as I close this morning, there is a day called an evil day. There is a day called what? I said there is a day called what? An evil day. And everybody will experience an evil day. It doesn't matter who you are, but there is a day that is coming. I wish you will listen to what I'm preaching. It's very important. There is a day coming which is called an evil day. I'm not scaring you, but I have to let you know that you will experience an evil day one day. Everybody will experience an evil day one day. Yes. Life is not smooth. I'm telling you. Life is full of mysteries. And so the Bible is telling us that as evil days have not come yet, which means they will come. Alright. He said, use that time to remember one of the things that make people fail exams, which most of you have been failing. How many of you have failed exams before? You have failed an exam before. Very good. I've also failed my this way. The last two boys, come and sit here. Do they hear the English I'm speaking? The last two boys. No, not you. Come here. Okay. One of the things that make people fail exams is because people forget. Yeah, it's not that people are blockheaded. Okay? Nobody is a daft or a buffoon or stupid. But you see, what differentiates you from the one who tops the class is because the one who tops the class remembers. The person remembers that there are three types of soil, and it is called loamy soil, sandy soil, and clay. By you cannot remember that the soil types, there are three. You remember that there are eight. Do you see? And even the eight, you can't mention two. So then your forgetfulness is causing you to fail. Now if you don't remember your creator, some of you live your lives as though you came by yourself. You don't want to remember that somebody brought, even to come here this morning, some of you, somebody brought you. Yes. And if somebody sent you to a place and you forget the person who have sent you to the place, and you are doing what you like, one day when they are going somewhere, they will not call you again. Are you there? I'm about to close. So let me read it again so that you understand. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh. Look, every time is your birthday. Your days are drawing nigh. The truth, Gideon, the truth is that the more birthdays you celebrate, the quicker you are to your grave. Yes. Anytime you celebrate your birthday, your age that God has given you reduces by one. Do you understand the English I'm speaking? So don't say that you are 16 years old. You are 15 years old. Today is your birthday. You have become 17 years. It's not true. If God says you are going to live up to 20 years and you are 16 years and today is your birthday, which means you are 17, it means that you have just 3 years left. This way. Forward, forward, forward. Feel the front chest before that one goes up. Yeah. Are you understand what I'm saying? Are you getting it? You people, you don't look like you're part of the church. Let me preach to the people here. Yeah. So when your life is getting to the end, it means that your years are drawing nigh. Your years are drawing nigh. And you see, what I'm preaching there, a lot of young people don't want to hear it. A lot of you don't want to hear that days can draw nigh and evil days will come. Today, I want you to understand the fact that your days are drawing nigh. And number two, there is an evil day waiting for you. Your days are numbered. And to those of you who feel that you are going to live forever and ever, look, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You can see that you didn't come to meet your great-grandmother. You can see. When you came, were you not told of Kwame Nkrumah? I'm asking you a question. Were you not told of Kwame Nkrumah that there are some people who fought independence for the country and they went to prison? There is Big C somewhere. Have you not heard of all those history? That there was a woman called Yasantua who went to fight some battle. They didn't tell you all those things. They told you. Have you met them Philly before? No. The way they left is the same way you also go. This way. Let the team be balanced. Those of you at the back, this place are for choristers. Yes. Yeah. The way they left. You, was it not this year your brother died? Yes. You see, the way they left, one of the things you don't want to hear is the fact that we will go. And we will go. Do you understand? We will go means we will go. We have somewhere to go. We have a creator that created us. Today, listen to what I'm telling you. Wafa, if the chair is not filled, you can't go to the back. Common sense says that if the thing is not filled, you don't go back. Yes. Your days are drawing nigh. Even you, as young as you are, you have heard of people. Do you understand? You have heard of people who are no more. Have you heard of people who are no more? Don't you know somebody behind your house or in your area who is no more before? Yeah, we've all heard it. So, I've come to read the Bible to you, and it says that when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Let me tell you this. Some of you are sitting down here. How many of you, when you were leaving the house to come here, your mother was in the house? And there is no hope that she will go to church today. Lift up here. You know that your mother, if somebody, not even your mother, even your father, you can see that, look, if you go the way she was, you go and meet her the same way, like that she's there. But she will tell you that you go to church. How many of you can understand what I'm trying to say? She won't go. If you go right now, either she's sleeping right now or She's watching television. How many of you can understand? Yes. What it means is that he or she has no pleasure. Do you know pleasure? Pleasure means you enjoy doing something. Yes. Some of you have pleasure to watch football. Some of you have pleasure to watch cartoons, which I don't understand why you do that. Some of you have pleasure to eat. Some of you have pleasure to insult people. Some of you have pleasure to look at women buttocks. Some of you have pleasure to watch Kukumbaja. That is your pleasure. Pleasure means the thing brings you happiness. At a point, serving the Lord doesn't bring your mother happiness. Yes. She will say, she and one time she tell, oh, I sorry there, ya kwa bre. Tama yeswanu. Ya to me kwa sorry sa. How many of you have heard some of them saying, oh, sa Pentecost, I sorry, ya na start here. Sa time kana yeswa. Presby time. Roma. Yeah, to me call Roma, yeah, point. Now I call Presby. Yeah, point. Now I call Apostolic. Yeah, point. Now I call Methodist. Those days, yeah, to me, yeah, na yeti asore no. Pastor, no kaya ni mnidi. Yeah, friend, no, brother James. Hey. It means that she has lost pleasure. A day is coming in your life, sweetheart, that you will lose pleasure in serving the Lord. I want you to be aware that there is a certain pleasure. You see, I'm not feeling well, so I have to close early so that I can go and take my medicine. I'm not feeling well. There is a pleasure. And he said that when thou shalt say, you see, you will literally say it, that, oh, I have no pleasure. I have no pleasure. A lot of the musicians, if you ask them, they've all been to Sunday school before. Shatawale has been to Sunday school before. Miss Bell, she has been to Sunday school before. Kwame Eugene Kradi and Chesa Oya Osha. Yeah. On all leading praise and worship. Today, I saw people leading praise and worship here. Now, Mr. Minfi. But these same people, if you put in, you can sing confusion. You can sing. You see that they will sing it and sing it well. But when it comes to the things of God, they have no pleasure. Pleasure is gone. He said, remember now, thy creator. In the days of your youth, this is your youthful stage. In case you don't, look, you are 14, 15, 13. There are girls here who menstruate. It means you are in your youthful stage. You, the boys, when you wake up, you see that thing has stand. Oh no. It's not only Parkofi. You wake up and Adina, a china with Nim Kunti, who named the Abayo? Who named the Abayo? He said, Wahoo's you? He said, Wahoo. Who named the Abayo? So you are all in your youthful stage, and he says that while the evil days come, you see, I'm interested in this one, the evil days. I'm very interested in the evil day. Evil day. You have to pray. That's why when you wake up in the morning, don't pray. Your life is in danger. There is an evil day. Do you know why some people are in the prison? Some people are in the prison not because they are thieves. So. But they say, thief. And he was there, and they carried him away. And he cannot explain himself. An evil net has caught you. An evil day. And he said, while the days draw nigh, and they will say, I have no pleasure in them. They will say, don't feel that you are too small for what I'm reading. There was a guy in the Bible called Josiah. Open your Bible to 1 Chronicles. Are you in Josiah? Hey, did I say Josiah? Are you in Eyi? You see, don't have the habit of always feeling that whatever is preached is for some people. 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and verse 1. Today I'm preaching from only Old Testament. Therefore, I've been bringing good only NIV and those things. Can we read 2 Chronicles, not Corinthians? Boa, ebi mo abi Corinthians na. Omo chemi. Chapter 34. You can see that Corinthians ground there, Andrew 34. So if you are in Corinthians, and you are doing your own preaching, are you there? Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. He was how many years? 8 years when he became a king. How many years? I'm asking you, how many years? Yeah, but these days, if you are 8 years, you have watched pornography before. 8 years, you can still. 8 years. But Josiah was 8 years when he began to be a king. Are you understanding what I'm preaching? He was how old? 8 years. Nobody sitting down here is 8 years. You are all above even 10 years. There's no 10-year old here. Abraham, you are old. How many? You are 17 years. Is that your football age? Or WAEC age? 17. Grandfather. You can born. So those of you that say Abraham is your beloved, before you see, he can born with you. Ari, how old are you? 13. Yeah. But Josiah was how many years? 8 years. You, since you became 17 years, have they made you a king in your hometown? Are you a king in your hometown? Even class prefect, cry. We can't easily give it to you because you see, when Bible says Josiah became king at 8 years, it doesn't mean that he was the Asafwacha of Sautuomo. Sautuomo is small. Asafwacha is not even a king. Yeah. At the age of 8. 8-year-olds are becoming kings. And 13-year-olds are sitting down. Let's continue. And he reigned in Jerusalem. You see, Jerusalem was where he became the king. 130 years old. When he was 8 years, he started as a king. And he became the king for 130 years old. 30 years. 130 years. Let's continue. That's not even what I'm looking for. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Underline that one. He did what was right. At the age of 8, he knew what was right and what was not right. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. And he walked in the ways of David, his father. He walked in the ways of David, his father. Some of you, I can't ask you to walk in the ways of your father because your father is a drunkard. You can't walk in the ways of your father. If you walk in the ways of your father, it's double trouble. Hallelujah. And decline neither to the right nor to the left. Some of you, all you need is meat to tell a lie. All you need is meat. They have to give you meat. Hey, where's your sister? Why are they not here by now? They are bringing the whole soul to people here. Bible says he didn't move to the left, neither did he move to the right. He was on course. Some of you can tell lies. Yeah. Somebody have to give you one Ghana CD and something you haven't seen. You say you have seen it. Yes. My Bible says, Judah, at the age of 8, he did what was right. Hey, what is that? You have come to give to me. Come to church with this thing. You don't have Bible. You don't have Bible. Look at how you are doing. At your age, when 8 years, people are becoming kings. How old are you? Stand up, Wofa. Stand up. How old are you? 12. What is that? Look at all this. Look at all this. When 8 years are becoming kings, 12-year-olds are playing games and are plucking mangoes. Bible said that he neither declined to the right or to the left. May you not decline to the right or to the left. Yeah. He neither. He stayed on course. May you stay on course in Jesus' name. I said, may you stay on course in Jesus' name. Yeah. Look, learn to be honest. This was somebody who did what was right in the eyes of God. He knew that he had a creator. At the age of 8, he remembered that, look, somebody created me. Some of you don't think somebody created you. You don't think at all. You do what you like. Even if you go to school, you do what you like. That's why you're always last in class. You do what you like. Let's continue. It is verse 3 I'm looking for. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, so listen, he was 8 years. Do you understand? Then Bible is saying that when he was 8 years, or when he reigned for 8 years, how old will he be by then? 16. People will understand, man. Was it last week or this week? Asantini celebrated 20 years. Was it last week? You don't listen to news. Last week. 20 years. And people went. They didn't call me. I don't know why they didn't call me. And I'm also here. If you are celebrating 20 years, you can send me invite. That Pastor Ike should come and grace the occasion. Is that a nice thing to do? That Asantini, you are celebrating 20 years. And Pastor Ike is here in so too. You send people to come and tell him that he should come. Madam, what was your name? Felicia. What Asantini did, was it right? That you are this. What it is, right? That I'm here. You are celebrating 20 years. And you have invited some people. Do you see? And I'm also a human being. It's not just that I'm a Bojwa person. But I'm a pastor. Man of God. You say, oh, I hear that there's a man of God in Sotum. Let him come to the thing, Sam. But you invited the president and co. Ministers, Nkrumah, Munis, Kakra, Omunina, Yafrefrom, and I met Krum, I say, oh, tell me our life, we shall see. So, for in the 8th year of his reign, by that time, he'll be how many years? 16 years. And 16 years, the Bible said that while he was still young, Calvin, if you are 16, you are still young. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It goes to all of you. If you are 16 years, you are still young. Don't pack your things and leave the house. Because hair has started coming under your armpit and around your penis area or your vagina section. So, you have grown. Your breast has come small. You have been wearing bodies. Do you know bodies? Brazier. Old people, they call it bodies. You have been wearing brazier. And even your breast cannot fit into the brazier. You have pushed cushion in it. You say, oh, you have grown. Stupid girl. You have grown where? You have grown where? Bible says 16 years while he was still young. Whose version has 16 years in it? When he was 16 years. Who has a different version? Y'all, you seen King James. There are 16 years in your own. When he was 16 years, he was still young. Yeah, just 16. Your mother send you, no. Oh. If you are not a child, you are what? If you are not a child, you are what? If you think that you are grown up, go and drive train. Do you understand? Go and drive train. Country train. While he was still young. So I want you to understand that at the age, even if you are 20 years, you are still a small boy to your mother. If your mother sends you, you must go. If my mother send me, I go. If my mother calls me, I say, yes, ma'am. My mother doesn't call me Pastor Ike. Yima? I'll say yes. But you cannot call me Yima. Hey, you cry. Even if you are gossiping about me, cry, you can't call me Yima like that. Even if you call me Yima, somebody will ask you, who is Yima? Then you have to say Pastor Ike. But my mother, hey, last time she called me, she said, hey, if it is raining, I shouldn't go out. I should be in my room. Because right now, the rain has been killing people. As I've heard. Do you see? Your mother has called you that if it is raining. And when it's raining, I've gone inside. Oh, nonsense. If it is raining, I should do what? Do you control my life? Eh? Yeah. Bible says, while he was still young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. At the age of 16, he was seeking after the God of his father. You do seek after God. School has vacated. You have never come here during weekday to pray before. Yeah. School is on vacation. Today I was asking some of the girls. They said they'll be going to school Monday. Tomorrow they are resuming Monday. Some people say they'll resume on Tuesday. Wednesday is a holiday, so nobody will go to school. But he said he began to seek. He began to look for the God of his father, David. And in the 12th year, he began to pledge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. As young as he was. Hey, Japan. Now the choir people are coming, if close. Hey, if there are chairs here, I don't know why you've gone to. And to move by, the human beings by. Hey. Apple. Jessica, better. You are small. I don't know why you are going to sit in big people. Hey, what about so? Three of you uproot 1 year. 1 year. 1 year. 1 year. Hey. Dear judge, they are fighting with their pastor. They are saying their pastor preaching is not quoting the verses well. You gotta look at them. Look at pastor is preaching, you are talking. It won't happen in YHS. Say amen. Yeah, if you stand up to talk, some ashabi will slap you. Okay, it doesn't happen. Yeah. What I want you to understand is that young people can seek after God. Young people can look for God. Look for God. Do you understand the English I'm speaking? Look for God. Look for God. Seek after the Lord. At the age of 8, he was seeking after the Lord. He was doing what was right in the eyes of God. Look, it is time for you to learn to do the right thing. Yes. Yes. Let me tell you, young people, it is time for you to learn to do what is right. We have gone wayward. We have gone wayward. Telling lies has become common in our lives. Stealing is very common amongst us. Yes. It's not right. At the age of 8, he became the king. Bible said that he didn't move to the left, neither did he move to the right. He was on course. You can tell lies. Something you haven't seen, you say you have seen. You can steal. You are listening to me. You are listening to me right now. Just yesterday or this morning, you have stolen something that doesn't belong to you. How will God be happy with you? Are we with that character? Who ever make you a king? He said, when the evil days come, you will say that I have no pleasure in them. There is a man in your area. There is a man in your area. He wears shorts. I'm coming to describe him. If you have seen one before, lift up your hand. There's a man in your area. He wears shorts. And then they wear big suits. Big suits. Usually, those people, they are drunkards. You've seen one before, lift up your hand. Yeah. Yeah, you see them. They talk nonsense. And they wear slippers. Slippers. And you see them early in the morning. They've gone somewhere, they are coming back. Those people, when they were growing up, they told themselves that they will also become doctors. They told themselves that they'll become lawyers. They told themselves that they'll become very important people in future. Everybody growing up has a certain mindset that I will do well one day in life. But one day, they shifted. They shifted. When they say go to school, you will not go to school. Where is ya? When they say go to school, you not go to school. Some of you, your parents don't stay at the same place. Your mother stays here, your father stays here. Today you go here, tomorrow you go here, today you go here, tomorrow you go here. I'm telling you, the end of what you are doing is pregnancy. Yes. The end of what you are doing is pregnancy. Say, oh, pastor, is it possible you can become pregnant? I've had church members in this church who have been pregnant before. If I don't know my 1, 2, 3, at least I can count 4 of them. If I don't know 1, 2, 3, I can count 4 of them. I've had boys in this church. If I don't know 1, 2, 3, I can count about 2 of them who have become languards. They are walking about with dreadlocks. Do you know dreadlocks? Yeah, Rastafarians, and they are smoking. They are not far older than you. At the age of 8, Josiah decided that I would do what is right in the eyes of God. Why don't you want to do what is right in the eyes of God? Why? 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 Why don't you, why don't you want to factor God in everything you do? You see, as you are moving around, you will not see the importance of God until you become sick. When you become sick, you will know. Last Friday, I traveled and the town where I was, I arrived there Friday around 1 o'clock or 2. And you can see, we went there to go and do something. So at the point, somebody was meeting in the car. And I was telling the person, look, souls are living. Look, I could count about 8 people they've gone to collect from the mortuary that they are going to bury. And if you see the children in the town, when they go for every corpse, do you know what a corpse is? A corpse is a dead body. Okay. People who don't go to school, they say dead body. Those who go to school, they say corpse. Then those who have gone to school more than those who have gone to school, we call it cadaver. Do you know cadaver? Yeah. So dead body, corpse, and cadaver. So even if I say cadaver cry, you understand. Corpse cry na munti asi. You see the children, they are happy because they bought bonyo. About spinning. Do you know spinners? They play spinners for them. And they were happy. And then as I was driving this way, you see that they've gone for the corpse. So if they go to the mochi and they are going for the corpse, they go with brass band. Yes. You see the children lying on the floor, happy. You see them rolling. Hey. So when I saw the first one, I asked that, what is happening? I said, is it wedding? Or say, no, it's not wedding. This one, they've gone to collect the corpse, you know, from the mortuary. So tomorrow is the one when they will bury the person. So they are happy like that. Yeah. People are not are trying to remember other things. But you are a church. Wake the brother up. MP. Sorry about it. Your pons is here. Hey. Adam, why for say no? Why? You are going somewhere, the people carry you to this place. You are sick. Oh boy. We need what bread? Hey. Don't let me tell you my story. May you remember your creator. I said, may you remember your creator. Yes. I want this word to sink deep down. May you not become like people who say they have no pleasure. I don't have pleasure. I don't have pleasure. I'm tired. I'm tired of this God. I don't have pleasure in them anymore. I don't have pleasure. Yeah. Bible says he served the Lord. He seek after the Lord. May you seek after God. As you go back to school, as you go this step, may you put God first in everything you do. You are interested in Apple at your age. Every little thing in the school, you are part. In Kwasia, same be a busy school. You are part. You are part. You are part. But look, may we learn to become like Josiah, who remembered God when he was young, and God caused him to reign for 130 years. Asantini, he became king for 20 years, and he's shouting, he has done party. He didn't call me. Joseph, he was a king for 130 years. Onu krapo wanya party, sir. Yeah. He didn't live to 130. He became a king for 130. Your grandmother, how old was she when she died? 100 kawundriye. She didn't catch her. Who came to see the grandmother died? Who saw the... Your grandmother was how old? 85. Look at this. Yeah. 96. 96. Who else saw the... The rest of your grandmother, they died before you came. Hey, India, she's alive. How old? Maybe 60. If your grandmother is 60, dear, pray about it too. Because it means that she gave birth to your mother or your father when he was 16. Because 60, dear. If your grandmother is 60, dear, pray about it. It's possible she's not your grandmother. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was Josiah for us. Let's go back to our first scripture. The Ecclesiastes. Don't be interested in points. We are support you with points, so. Look at verse 13 of the chapter. Ecclesiastes 12. Verse 13. Are you there? So he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. All that we've been saying, let us summarize it. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It says, fear God. You see, and this was what Josiah did. Look, fearing God is not natural. Look at Psalm 37 verse 10. Psalm 37 verse 10. I hope I'm right. Somebody should open it and read it for me. Fearing God, it's not natural. You must be taught to fear God. Who is there? Psalm 37 verse 10. If you don't know where Psalm is. Yes, it says what? Oh. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Oh, you are not reading the... Psalm 37 or Psalm 38, one of them. Let me look for it. It says, come, little children, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. It's in some. I'll get it for you. Uh-huh. sorry. Psalm 34, verse 11. Psalm 34, verse 11. It's not natural to fear God. Have you seen it? Yes, read it. And you can even see that children is there. Read. Or if your reading is not good. Psalm 34, verse 11. Come ye little children. Come. It is the way you have even read it. It's all right. Come. Ye little children. Come. Yeah, friend. Come. You little children. Hearken unto me. It means listen to me. Come, ye little children. Listen to me. And I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Hey, to fear God, you must be taught. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm teaching you, to fear the Lord. Look, when nobody is watching. When nobody is watching. Look at my face. Calvin, sit well. If you are a school prefect in your school, here, you are not the church prefect. When nobody is watching, do the right thing. Yes. When nobody is watching you, do the right thing. Open to the last chapter in Judges. The last chapter in Judges. Today, only Old Testament verses cry out mercy. If you brought New Testament here, wow. The last chapter in Judges is what? Judges chapter what? When nobody's watching you, the last chapter in Judges and the last verse in Judges. Somebody should read it for me. Last chapter in Judges is Judges
25. Judges 21 verse 25.
Judges 25:25. It says what?
21:25.
In those days.
There was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right.
Every man did what was right in his own eyes. Look, there is something which is right in your own eyes, and there is something which is right in the sight of God. You know what is right in your own sight. Hey, madam, put your phone off. Everybody, listen. Everybody has something which is right in his own eyes. Yeah. And you can explain everything. Why didn't you go to school? Oh, my mother said that this thing, the prepaid is finished. Hey, you didn't go to school because your mother said that your prepaid is finished. It is something which is right in your own eyes. But if you read 2 Chronicles 34, for Josiah, Bible said that he did what was right in the sight of God. But the people in Judges, the people in Israel, Bible said those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. You can do what is right in your own eyes. You can do what is right. And that is what you do. Everybody here does what is right in his own eye. If you feel that stealing your mother's money is right, you take it. And some of you convince your conscience that, if it is for my mother, it is not stealing. It is called taking. I want to announce to you that stealing is the process of taking something that doesn't belong to you. That is stealing. If you have not been to school before, you should understand this definition. That stealing is the act of secretly taking something that doesn't belong to you. We've closed church. You have seen 20 Ghana on the floor. You say, God has blessed you. Here too, God has blessed you. Then you begin to sing, Neshira Naba. Then just say, you are happy for them. Yeah. We've had people who have stolen people's iPad in this church before. Priest, am I telling lies? We have stolen people's iPad. I mean, I don't know that story. See how I has come to church, seen somebody iPad, stole it. You are a thief. You are a thief. And when they bring you to me, the first thing before I even pray for you is a slap. But boom, you ask, Papa, you are so for an answer, you are a military officer. Me a military officer, I mean, you are so for. But butu butu. Maybe I'm a bumpire now. I'll do the physical, I'll deliver you physically, and then I'll deliver you spiritually. Yeah. You can see, look, if you see 20 persons on the floor, ask, who is he for? You know that this ground, it doesn't produce 20 persons. Like, even when you are coming, you would have been working on 20 persons. So if you see 20 persons, it is for somebody. Somebody calipo in the school, you've collected it and put it in your bag. Then break time, you have got to drink it. Why won't you get sore throat? Right now, you have stolen people things. You are beginning to steal girls' panties. Hey. Brother. Yeah. Then he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the duty of man. I'm closing. This is the duty of man. Fear God. Fear God. To fear somebody means to have respect for the person. You don't have respect for God. He said, come. Psalm 34 verse 11. Come, little children, hearken to me, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Josiah, at the age of 8, he feared God. Do you fear God? Do you fear God? Job chapter 1, it was told of, he said, he was a man that feared God and eschewed evil. Job, it was told of Job that Job feared the Lord. Job, he feared God. Utiha, do you fear God? Do you fear God? Do you have respect for God? You don't have respect for God. You are trying to tell me that fearing God is for adults. Fearing God is for people in the adult church. Fearing God, you must start it from now. If you want to become a doctor, do you become a doctor from medical school? You begin to become a doctor from crèche. When you start learning ABCD, that's when you begin to become a doctor. That's a mechanic. You don't have to go to school. Fear God. Before you can even fear God, you must remember him. That there is somebody that I must fear. I must raise. If you fear God, some of the things you do in the church, you stop. You don't fear God with this. Don't fear God with this. Yeah. Are you saying if they tell you that the president is coming here, you come with this thing? The way you dress to church shows you don't fear God. The way you dress to church. Look at our seat match. When they selected you that you are going to match and salute assemblyman. Do you know assemblyman? Assemblyman whose salary is not even up to 2,000 Ghana cedis. And then, it's right. Look at how you iron your shirt. Look at how you wash your shirt. Iron it. Your mother went to buy new socks for you. Coming to church, you wear anything. You dress anyhow. Dress anyhow. We are changing in the name of Jesus. So, why is pastor preaching like this? I have to preach like this. I have to preach like this. If you are not comfortable with this preaching, I can show you some church. If you go, the church, you go 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, they've closed you. They'll give you toffee. They'll give you biscuit. And they'll give you ice cream. Go there. But I'll teach you. He said, hearken to me. Ye little children. Was it not the hearken to me, ye children? Little, whose version has little children attached to it? Psalm 34 verse 11. little children, K church, little children, J church, little children, Y church, little children, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You don't fear God. Your ability to insult your mother is a sign that you don't fear God. Yes. Yes. Having the boldness to frown. Do you know frown? Frown is when you have made your face like butter bread. Butter bread that they've squeezed with granite paste inside. You see how patchy it becomes. That's how your face is. That's how your face is. They are talking to you now. They've done your face like Nkatikwan Asay. Have you seen Nkatikwan Asay before? See that? So foam becomes on top. Ukanishi a born rough. Nkatikwan, it is one of the things that when you get spotted, you Ukanishi a bow chain. When we're growing up, our mother, when we are eating banku and the soup is finished, if you come again for soup, they will insult you. So if they give you the soup, that's if the soup finished, but it means we are all satisfied. Hey. So one day, I will say one day. She did this palm nut soup. Then salt has cut the thing. Do you know salt has cut the thing? Right now we're there. If we else were eating, we can see that. No, this one, salt has cut the thing. So that did the soup. She gave us plenty. We can see that salt has cut. So the bankun used to do Bluetooth on the thing then. So Bluetooth. So we're there and then she shouted, "Hey, you people, is your soup not finished?" We said, "Oh no." He said, "Hey, it's finished. Can I collect another one?" Hey. Because she wanted all the soup to finish early. Usually in the morning, that was in the evening where it do. The next morning, even in the morning is cocoa or something. She said, "Hey, nobody will drink cocoa today. Go and buy kinky. Don't collect pepe. There is soup in the house. We use the same soup again." He said, "There is soup. We should give her plenty." Afternoon time, we are waiting what we eat. She said they should cook rice. They shouldn't do stew. We use the palm nut soup and salt as cut inside. We use it to eat it. Hey, you can see that. They gave her plenty. So that I should be fetching the soup. So it's okay. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. I'll give you plenty soup. Hey, those days, that period, anything you eat, you must eat it with soup. Because you want the soup to finish early. Yeah. That's how your face is. That's your face is. When the granola soup is spot, the way it does is very frightening. That's your face is when they send you. Don't respect your mother. You don't respect your father. Your elder brother in the house, you don't respect him. Some of you, even at your age, they watch for you. But you still get the confidence to talk and insult. It's, you see, sometimes your parents ask you, how many of you have heard that thing before? They've even told you before. It is the manifestation of your foolishness. The manifestation of your foolishness in the house, which is causing your mother to ask you that stupid question. That what do they teach you at church? We teach you armed robbery. We teach you how to kidnap people. If you come to church on Sunday, that's what I teach you. 11 effective ways of insulting. 19 practical steps of stealing. These are the things I teach you. What did they teach you? We teach you how to insult. We teach you how to steal. We teach you how to disrespect authority. These are the things we teach you. Yeah. You don't fear God. And because of that, you don't remember Him. You don't remember. You don't remember God. From Monday, from tomorrow, up to Saturday, there is no God in your life. God doesn't smell in your life. It's only on Sunday you come and sit here like some fallen angels. Angels who fell last night and came here. You don't fear God at all. Some of you, when we look at you in the house, you look like fetish priestess and fetish priest. I'm glad that guy is better. Yeah, you look like drunkards. So if we live your life for you small, you become a prostitute. Because the way you behave in the area, all the boys have been pressing your breast. Yeah. But you tell them you're a chorister. And they ask you, which church? So, you see, Lighthouse, Mega Church. That place, if you get there, you call my name, you know, everybody know that I'm the one. Yeah. If we leave you small, you born twins. The way I look at, if I see your face, Bema same yaude. At your age, that you can watch pornography. And your penis has become hard. Somebody is at a US and they are acting a movie Utia Blekuma, and now your penis has become hard. Utiana, I can feel it. I can feel it. Stupid girl, you can feel what? Oh, I'm not preaching well. I should close so that Chifogbe can come and preach. How many of you know that the chairs have come? Put your hands together for the Lord. Chairs have come. But we are not done. We are not done. We'll add more. We'll add more. So if you went, we are saying, hey, are we sure this thing? Are we sure? No, you are sure. I told her, look, it's up to you. How some people took envelope, they are bringing it today. Yeah. This one, they are just 72. 72 means remaining how many? 28. We'll buy this one. The chest, there must be 100 here. We'll buy it. We'll buy. If you say you not give, we'll give. We'll buy it. I don't have to fight it. I went with Vincent and Co to go and buy that. Hallelujah. Fear God. When the evil days are yet to come. Christ says after the preaching you sing. Then the dancing starts too. They will also dance after church. Next week we can't play drums because the guns Adungma, the guns, if they plant corn and you make noise, they call it, will not germinate. Hey, gamma shikpon gamma no. So we can't drum next week. So next week, praise and worship will be a cappella. You know a cappella? Choristers, you do everything. So for 1 month, it's a cappella. So I don't want to see anybody arranging the drums here. The drum, is it next week they are starting? The guns, say, tell us something. Eugene, you are not a gun. You are what? You are a fancy. Where are the guns? Next Monday. First Monday of May. Hey, the guns are talking. Amen. Adungma. That's how they call it. Adungma. So for them, when they plant corn and you make noise, it will not grow. They will not get bumper harvest. Me too, I'm coming to do a festival. For 1 month, if you don't go to church and we arrest you, we'll put you into prison. It's a festival. So I'll give them that. For 1 month, everybody must go to church. If we come to your house and you are not in church, you go to someone prison for 2 years. I hear one of the days, the people were doing this aduma. Then, you see, if they are doing that, they don't disturb. So, there's a certain woman was preparing soup. See the soup, it has been it's on the fire. They say, oh, it's making noise. They've got to seize the soup. Somebody too was pounding fufu. Say, hey. They waited. And when he finished the fufu, he said, it has made noise. They seized the fufu. So this old lady's soup and this one's fufu, boss it. So if you disturb, they'll come and seize the things. Last year, I think Santa Maria, but I think 2 years ago, they went to Kodesh to go and seize the things. The way they beat them, the Kodesh ashes, they beat the Asafwa chain, the Wulomoy, and Dan Toloy, and all they beat them. So if you know that you can beat them, then we can play. So if they are coming, my boys will stand at the gate and beat for me. But if you know you cannot beat there, please, we are not playing. Because we trust you are here. Asafwache house is just here now. We share wall with Asafwache. If you know you can beat, have strong boys you can rely on. So if they say, where's the pastor? Say, we don't need the pastor, we are here. You beat for me, I'll let you play. But if you know you can't fight, well, if I look at this, my fianga boys, they'll give them one slap, they all fall down. Even the drama, can I look at how skinny he is? You have to be raising metal, so to be doing macho and things. Go for joggings. So as the man is carrying the equipment, I came in here, Jeremy. Hey, hang me. See, if you do that, I'll be happy. And then I need girls who can insult. I've been insulting the people, then the boys are beating them. Hey, to another level. Okay. Stand to your feet.
I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you.
Wanna be more like Jesus.
I wanna lift up your hands and sing it. You are.
Everybody sing it.
I wanna be more like
you. I wanna be.
Wanna be more like you, Jesus.
I wanna be more like you,
Jesus.
I wanna be a vessel you are through.
I wanna be more like you.
Come away. Some time with me. Come away.
Let your heart and mind be filled. Let your empty heart be filled. Come and spend some time with me.
Come away. Sing, come away.
Come away.
Come away.
Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Let your heart and mind be filled. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. All eyes closed. all heads bow. You are here. Somebody invited you for this great invitation. You are here. You are not born again. You don't fear God. There is no God in your life. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. And I want to be serious with Christ. Close your eyes wherever you are. And lift your hands. And I'll pray with you. You are not born again. You are not born again. And you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pastor, pray with me. Pray with, if I've lifted your hands, come, I'll pray with you. If I've lifted your hands, come, I'll pray with you.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
I give myself away. I give myself away
so you can use me.
My life is not my own.
Father, we thank you for our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation that you have blessed us with. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.